Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Well, I want to go ahead and move along here. And because of some of the time, I'm not going to really go back and review a whole lot of what we've been talking about in the series that I've been preaching called Anchored. Hopefully you've been listening. Hopefully you've been taking notes. Hopefully you've been encouraged by the Word. Well, I want to share with you something today that I believe is really something very vital for every Christian to be anchored in. So no matter what happens, when the storms come, the troubles come, that we are holding on and being anchored in praise. That we're anchored in praise. Say praise. In just a few weeks, I'm going to be teaching a connections class where I really dive deeper into the doctrine of what we believe here in this church. And if you've never been through the connections class, I would encourage you, you could sign up today there in the foyer. But in that class, one of the things that I dive deeper into and share is one of our core values to this church. One of our core values to this local church, and it is foundational for us to be able to carry out our mission. The foundation there and the core value is praise. It's praise. One of our core values, in this church is praise. We prayerfully value praise in this church. I'm very thankful for a church that praises the Lord. Amen. I'm thankful for Pastor Kevin and Miss Amy and how anointed they are in our choir and the anointing over them and our musicians and all those involved in really leading us in praise. We're very blessed here. Amen. And we prayerfully value praise. And don't miss this, please. Don't miss this. The goal of praise is to exalt Jesus Christ. Because when we exalt Jesus, the Bible says all men will be drawn unto Him. And Jesus is the one that we need to draw near because He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can set you free. He's the only one that can help you in your life. So the goal of praise is to exalt Jesus. The Bible says there are many different ways that we can praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Many different ways that we can praise the Lord. The Bible says that we praise Him with vocal praise. That means we shout praises to the Lord. We sing praises to the Lord. That's the Bible. The Bible tells us that we also give praises to the Lord by clapping our hands, by lifting our hands. People may ask, well, why do you clap? Why do you lift your hands? Because the Bible says that's one of the ways that you can praise the Lord. So we clap our hands, we lift our hands. In fact, even dancing in the Bible, you can dance to praise to the Lord. Playing musical instruments is praises to the Lord. And my prayer is, God help Mount Olive First PH Church to always be anchored in praise. To always be anchored in praise. The early church that you read about in the book of Acts, they were anchored in praise. In fact, they were known for their enthusiastic praise and their enthusiastic worship in the early church. The Bible says, if you have it, you can turn to Acts chapter 2, verses 46 through 47. The Bible says that every day they continued, they being the church, the followers of Christ, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They gathered together every day, and they fellowshiped with glad hearts, sincere hearts, and they were praising God. In Acts chapter 10, verse 46, we read there these new believers, these followers of Christ, they were heard speaking in tongues, and the word says they were speaking in tongues and praising God. Amen. I want you to know that we need to make sure that we are anchored in praise. One day, preaching is going to stop. One day, prayer meetings will stop. One day, proclaiming the gospel is going to stop, but our praises to God are never going to stop. God's people will be praising the Lord throughout eternity, and we are to praise the Lord now, and we're going to praise the Lord forevermore. And how many of you this morning have a reason to praise the Lord? Every hand in here ought to go up today. Did I have a reason to praise the Lord? When Jesus saves you, that gives you a reason to praise the Lord. When you know that your sins are forgiven, washed by the blood of the Lamb, that you have been redeemed and rescued through Jesus Christ, that's reason to praise the Lord. When you look back over your life and you look at how good God has been to you and how He has answered prayer in your life, that's the reason to praise the Lord. Praise God. When you think back over your life and you know that sometimes you were looking at things and there seemed to be no way, and some of you at this altar are like, man, there seems to be no way, but you can testify that those times God made a way, even when it didn't seem like the Lord was working, He was working, and now you have a testimony of God's goodness. That's a reason to praise the Lord. You think back over your life and how God has changed you. I think back over the lives that have been changed through this ministry here. That's reason to praise the Lord. In fact, I'm getting ready to have a leaders meeting tomorrow night with a group of leaders in this church, and I'm excited to tell them that in 2024, we had over 300 people come to Christ through this ministry right here. That's a reason to praise the Lord right there. Praise God. Praise the Lord for His goodness and His faithfulness. In other words, praise the Lord now and forevermore. That's what the psalmist said. The psalmist said in Psalm 146, verse 1 through 2, he said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Listen to this. I will praise the Lord all my life, and I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. I will praise the Lord all my life, and I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. The psalmist said, praise the Lord. That's the command for us to praise the Lord. All Christians, listen, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you have been created to praise the Lord. You have been created to praise the Lord. You have been commanded to praise the Lord. God's people should be people of praise. And who are we to praise? We are to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for who He is. Praise the Lord for what He's done. Praise the Lord for what He's getting ready to do. Praise the Lord for His greatness. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness. Praise the Lord for the cross. Praise the Lord for the empty grave. Praise the Lord, He's coming back. Praise the Lord for His power. Praise the Lord for His grace. Praise the Lord for His mercy. Praise the Lord that He's provided. Praise the Lord for His peace. Praise the Lord for His promises. Listen, instead of being silent, sing and shout praises to the Lord. He deserves our praise. If I could sing that song, every praise to our God. Crank that up on the way home or on the way to work tomorrow. Listen to me, please hear me here, because a lot of people have this misconception about what praise should be and what it should be like. And praise is not a denominational thing. Praise is not a Pentecostal thing. Praise is a Bible thing. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing this morning? You should be praising the Lord. If you have breath in your lungs, you should be praising the Lord. Praise the Lord with your lips. Praise the Lord with your lungs. Praise the Lord with your life. All of God's people, no matter where your background's from in church, it doesn't matter. If you are saved by the blood of the Lamb and you're on your way to heaven, you should be praising the Lord with your lips, lungs, and life. Hallelujah. You are created and commanded to praise the Lord, not praise a man, not praise a church, not praise a denomination, not praise a political party. Some of you will praise a political party more than you do to Jesus. We are created and commanded to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise means to glorify. Praise means to exalt. It means to celebrate. It means to boast. The Apostle Paul says, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast only in the Lord. And we have so many reasons to boast in the Lord for his unconditional love, his unending love. We praise the Lord and boast in him that he's our healer. He's our helper. He's the one that restores things in our life. He's the one that makes all things new in our life. We boast in him because he's the one that answers prayer. And we as God's people need to praise him. And you don't just have to praise him here at church. You praise him wherever you go. We're called and created and we're chosen to praise the Lord. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. Aren't you thankful the Lord called you out of darkness? Come on. Hey. Some of you might need to go home and just sit still for a little while and hit the rewind button and think about where you were and now where God's brought you from, so you can lift your hand again and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul and rescuing me, healing me. We need to declare the praises of the Lord. Sometimes, though, I will admit this. Sometimes it seems easier, instead of declaring praises, we declare negativity and complaining. Especially when we go through some very dark and discouraging times, we want to have our, instead of a praise party, we want to have a pity party. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Especially when everything in our world seems to be kind of shaking around us, we want to complain more than we praise. We want to go into panic mode instead of praise mode. But Jesus does not want us to complain. He wants us to praise him and praise him he deserves. We're called to praise Jesus because he's the one that's called us out of darkness and into his light. He saved us. He's given us an abundant life. He's made all things new in us. And we have an eternal life to look forward to with him. And I say, come on, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Think about this. You can praise him that while you were sleeping last night, he was sustaining you. While you had your head on your pillow and hopefully you got some sleep, the Lord was sustaining you. You can praise the Lord right now because he's our keeper. Day by day, he is keeping you. He's keeping you. He's protecting you. He's your keeper. You can praise him today that you haven't had a nervous breakdown because of everything you've been through in your life. Come on. I praise the Lord. Thank the Lord that there's not been a nervous breakdown. I praise the Lord that, you know what? I'm not quite where I need to be, but I'm not who I used to be, and I'm praising the Lord where he's brought me from to where I am now. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for my health. There might be a few quirks and some issues, and the hair keeps coming out, but I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for my health. I think back, when I think about praising the Lord and thinking about health, I'll never forget a lady that we used to minister to in our local nursing home here, just an elderly lady, so precious, so sweet, who loved the Lord, and she would sit there in a wheelchair, and both her legs had been amputated from her knees down, and she would just sit there with a smile on her face, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. And hear how blessed we are, and we have our health, and I know we have things going on, but come on, we ought to be praising the Lord. If that precious lady can praise the Lord, we ought to be praising the Lord as well. Praise the Lord, you have a job this morning. Praise the Lord that you're surrounded by brothers and sisters in Christ who love the Lord. Praise the Lord with all your life, as long as you live. Anchor yourself in praise, I'm telling you. When you anchor yourself in praise, I want you to notice what happens. Praise will please the Lord. How many of you want to please the Lord? When you praise the Lord, it pleases him. The psalmist said in Psalm 69, verse 30 through 31, he says this, listen, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving, and this will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and its hoofs. Amen. The Bible says faith pleases God, but the Bible also says our praise will please God. And I don't know about you, but I want to please the Lord with my praise. I don't want to owe him any praise. I do owe him a lot of praise, but I don't want to have some account back there where I'm lacking in praise. I want to make sure I'm up on my account and I'm praising him day by day. I want to please him with my praise. Let me tell you what happens when you anchor yourself in praise. Praise will place the Lord over all. What do you mean by that? Jesus said in John 16:33, he says, take heart, I have overcome the world. When you take time to praise the Lord, you know what you're doing? You're putting Jesus over whatever you're walking through in your life. When you praise the Lord, you're putting Jesus, the one who's over all things, over cancer, over sickness, over tragedy, over death, you're putting Jesus over it all. Praise helps us to stay Jesus-focused instead of problem-focused. And I truly believe that one of the reasons why so many Christians are walking around so discouraged, so defeated, so depressed at times is because you've lost your praise. You've allowed the devil and you've allowed troubles and problems to just stack up on you and rob you of your praise. And the problems have come, and now instead of putting God over it, you put the problem over your life, and that's all you see. My encouragement this morning is anchor yourself in praise to the Lord so he's over what you're walking through in your life. Quit praising the problem and just start praising the Lord and make him over whatever it is that you're walking through in your life. Because you've allowed the devil to rob you of that praise, forgetting about the one who is able, the one who can, the one who can turn it all around, and his name is Jesus. Praise changes our focus and places the Lord over all of our circumstances in our life. I mean, come on, church. What are you walking through right now in your life? What are you going through? Maybe it's situations at home. Maybe it's at work. Wherever it is, my encouragement to you is just keep praising the Lord and putting him over that situation, that circumstance. Praise also does this right here. Praise moves the Lord's presence into my circumstances. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 22:3. It says, yet you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Some translations would read, God inhabits the praises of his people. Inhabits means that he takes up residence. When you start praising the Lord, he takes up residence. In other words, he begins to move in. He moves into your circumstances. He moves into your situation. When praise goes up, God comes down. When praise goes up, the Lord moves in to our circumstances, and when he moves in, powerful things happen, miraculous things happen, great things happen. Praise invites God to come in, to move into my circumstances, and when he comes in, his presence is with me and reminds me that he is with me, he is for me, he's never going to abandon me or leave me or forsake me. In fact, Jesus said, I am with you to the very end. That means that he's with me every day, he's with me all day, and he's with me every moment of the day. Hallelujah. When I praise the Lord, he moves in and he takes residence. Yes. So whatever you're going through today, whatever you're battling today, whatever circumstances, you need to praise the Lord and be ready for him to move in. Be ready for him to move in. Praise invites God to move in over our circumstances. Praise also gives us victory over the enemy. There was a great preacher from the past that wrote these words here that I've always just kind of held on to and thought about. He said these words here, when God opens the heavens and blesses you, be ready for the devil to open hell and blast you. Has anybody ever been blasted before? You might have walked in this morning being blasted. When the devil starts blasting us, my encouragement to you is anchor yourself in praise and blast back. Blast back in praise. Don't let the devil have victory over you. You blast back in praise. And I can't explain how it works, but when you come under attack by the enemy spiritually in your life, something happens. When you start praising the Lord, he responds and he gives victory over the enemies. One of my favorite passages in the Bibles in the Old Testament in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. If you read that, you know God's people were under attack by the enemy. And God called King Jehoshaphat to go to battle against the enemy. And you think he just said, King Jehoshaphat, get the Navy SEALs, get the tanks, get the machine guns. But he doesn't say that. You know what he says? Get the praise singers. That's encouraging for the choir, isn't it? Send them out at the front lines. He said, send the praise singers out first, King Jehoshaphat. And so King Jehoshaphat sends out the praise singers in front of the army of God, and they start praising the Lord. And the Bible says that the Lord went to work, and he set ambushes against the enemies of God, and they were defeated. Are you being blasted by the enemy this morning? Are you under attack by the enemy this morning? You need to praise the Lord, because your praise is a weapon. Your praise is a weapon. Your praise can push back the enemy. Your praise can push back opposition. Your praise can bring down walls. Your praise will bring victory. I would just say to you this morning, keep praising the Lord. Keep praising the Lord, because when you praise the Lord, you're blasting the enemy. I don't know about you, but I want to blast the enemy. God help us to do that. Praise here also connects us to the power of God, the Lord's power. Remember when Paul and Silas were in prison, they didn't allow the prison to stop their praise. I mean, you wouldn't think being in prison would be a place you would want to praise the Lord, but it didn't stop Paul and Silas. They didn't lose their praise because they were in prison. I remember several years ago when we had prison ministry here in this church at Wayne Correctional. That place has been closed down. Now, we would leave here from church on Sundays, and we would take turns each week to go in there. And we did the Celebrate Recovery ministry, but before we did anything, we would always start off with a time of praise and worship in there with those guys in the prison at Wayne Correctional. And I'm just telling you right now, we were in a room that just about the size of one of those overflow sections back there, and locked into a place there at Wayne Correctional. We didn't have no instruments, anything like that. All we had was some sheets of paper with some lyrics on it. And I can tell you right now, them brothers in there were freer than some of you that's in this room right now. They were freer than some of you in this room right now, and they were worshiping the Lord and praising the Lord, and it was just a beautiful sound inside that walls of that place right there, hearing those men sing and praise the Lord, because they didn't allow the prison to stop their praise. And Paul and Silas didn't allow their prison to stop their praise. In fact, while they were there, the Bible says they began to sing to the Lord. They began to pray and sing hymns to God. And while they were singing hymns to God and praying, there was an earthquake, and the foundation of the prison was shaken, and the doors flew open, and chains came off of people. Hallelujah. When you praise the Lord, it connects you to the Lord's power. When we're praising the Lord, it connects us to his power. I've seen it time and time. Even before preaching ever began, we would be in here in a time of praise, and people would come and fall down at the altar, and they would give a testimony that God had delivered them from some kind of bondage and set them free right there through the praise time, because the Lord was working through the praise, connecting his power to that person to break those chains off of them. Praise God. Praise is vital to this church. Praise is vital to the church. Praising the Lord will open the door to his power. Praising the Lord can set the captive free. I've seen it. Praising the Lord can open us up to the freedom in Christ, just like this jailer here that was saved in Acts 16. I praise the Lord this morning that we're free from the guilt and shame. I praise the Lord this morning that we're free from condemnation. I praise the Lord that we're free from bondages. I praise God that when I praise Him, it connects me to His power. And some of you are thinking, man, what are you talking about? I can't explain it. But all I know is when I lift up my heart and lift up my life and I praise the Lord, there's a power that comes and God begins to work. Amen. Praise the Lord. And don't allow anything to silence your praise. Don't allow the person standing beside you or sitting beside you to silence your praise. You need to shout praises right in the middle of your midnight hour. I'm telling you, I'm just be open with you right now. There's times, and especially here recently, where during the middle of the night, I feel like God just wakes me up, and there's a heaviness and a weight that comes with everything that's going on. And all I know to do is right there, I can't even get up. It's such early in the morning. Just raise my hands up to the Lord and say, Lord, I praise you, and you're going to help me, please. Sometimes it's a sacrifice of praise. Anybody know about that? You just have to praise your way through. I've seen people that could barely lift their head where they've been through chemo and radiation, and they still have their hand praised. Praise the Lord. I've seen people at hospice care at Kitty Askins there right before their last breath and their hands still up praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God help us to not let our praise be silenced. Don't lose your praise. Keep praising in the middle of the night. Keep praising in the middle of the fight. Keep praising in the middle of the crisis. Just keep praising the Lord. Praise the Lord in the public. Praise the Lord in the private, just like Paul and Silas did. Praise the Lord should be always on your lips. Praise Him in your home. Praise Him in your home. You don't need to wait to church to praise the Lord. Praise Him in your home. Praise Him in your home. I'm going to praise Him at home. I'm going to praise Him at work. I'm going to praise Him in the marketplace. I'm going to praise the Lord when I'm at church. I'm going to praise the Lord while I'm preaching. I'm going to praise the Lord even while I'm praying. I'm going to praise the Lord with all my heart and all my life. As long as I live, if I have breath in my lungs, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to anchor myself in praise. Come on, friend. I'm not going to praise the Lord half-hearted. The Lord does not want a half-hearted praise. Some of you need to go ahead and pray for forgiveness right now because you've been worshiping and praising the Lord half-hearted, half in and half out. Some of you more half out. That's as hard as I'm going to get today. Don't praise the Lord half-hearted. Praise Him with all your heart. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 86:12. He says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. All my heart. With all my heart. I'm going to praise the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to praise the Lord with all my heart for the bloody cross. I'm going to praise the Lord with all my heart that He's defeated the death and He's defeated the grave. I'm going to praise the Lord with all of my heart that He's called me out of darkness and into His marvelous light. I'm going to praise the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to be anchored in praise. I'm going to praise Him no matter what. And I want to see a church, God's church, anchored in praise, praising the Lord with all of your heart because He has been so, so good to you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Turner, if you guys want to go ahead and get ready to come, please. I heard somebody right then just say, praise the Lord. Whatever it takes. Let me just say these final remarks to you. You know, some of you that have walked in this morning and you have showed up here today and right now all you can see is what the devil is doing and all you can see is troubles and problems. Can I just say to you right now, praise the Lord. Because when you praise the Lord, even in the midst of what you see, it is putting Jesus over whatever it is that you're walking through. Praise the Lord. Come on, I'm telling you, you have to praise Him. And if people around you are not in praise mode and they're in panic mode and complaining, sometimes you got to... Were you ever at the grocery store and your youngin was down the aisle and they were grabbing stuff they didn't grab and you had to snatch them back in line? Maybe I just got snatched a lot. Maybe that's what's wrong. Lord, help him, Jesus. Sometimes you got to just do a spiritual snatch. I'm not going to let my boys panic. I'll tell them, we have a God that loves us. We have a God who cares for us. He's not going to abandon us. He's not going to forsake us. No matter what we walk through, he's there for us. And he's holding us and he's helping us. He's carrying us. Don't you panic. You just keep praising the Lord. You keep praising the Lord. Yeah, but why this and why that? I don't know, but you just keep praising the Lord. Just keep praising the Lord. But Daddy, don't you have questions? Yeah. But I'm going to keep praising the Lord. I'm going to keep praising the Lord. Whatever your circumstance may be, whatever your situation may be, just keep praising the Lord and put Jesus over it. Some of you may be in the midnight place right now. I just encourage you to place Jesus and by your praise, place him right there in the middle of your circumstance so he can move in and help you. He can move in and do something powerful. Listen, sometimes you have to just praise your way through the storms. Sometimes you have to praise your way to the answer. And I just wondered this morning if there's anybody here, and man, it seems like all you can see is trouble. All you can see is the problem. All you feel like is the pain. And sometimes you just feel like, man, is it ever going to change? Is it ever going to change? Can I just encourage you this morning, please? Anchor yourself in praise, because praise is your weapon. It pleases God. It places him above all and over all. And he moves in and he gives victory over the enemy, and it connects us to his power. Would you stand with me, please? I want to ask you this last question. How many of you that are here this morning, and this is altar time, this is not checkout time, how many of you here this morning need the Lord to move into a situation in your life? Come on, just lift your hand. You need the Lord. You need the Lord to move in. You need the Lord to move in. Here's what I want us to do. If you got your hand up or raised your hand, I want you to do me a favor and come down to the altar and join me, because I need the Lord to move in too. Come on, find you a place right here at the altar. Everybody come. And we're going to praise our way through some things right now. We're going to praise our way through. Make room, make room, make room. We got people coming in. Make room, please. If you didn't make it to the altar here, I want you to do me a favor and just stay right there where you are. And I want you to take the next few minutes, and we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord, and we're going to sing praises to the Lord. And I want you to praise the Lord right there where you are. And I want you to put the Lord over all that you're walking through in your circumstances right now. I want you to vocally sing to the Lord. I want you to lift your hand to the Lord. I want you to clap to the Lord. Whatever, as long as it's in order by the Holy Spirit, and let's praise the Lord. And all of you that are at the altar right now, praise is your weapon. Praise is your weapon. Praise is your weapon. You're pleasing the Lord right now. You're placing the Lord over what your battle may be, over your circumstance. And you are going to walk in victory. And you're going to be connected to the power of God right now. And it's going to happen through your praise, through your praise. So I'm going to join you, and we're going to join Turner, and we're going to praise the Lord. So let's do that right now, my brother. Let's sing to the Lord. Let's praise.